During the recession, Alaska lawmakers spent record amounts on infrastructure as a way of putting people to work. They even went as far as calling their capital bill budgets job bills. But with less tax revenue coming in, the days of fat capital budgets are coming to an end. Should Alaskans be worried about what that means for the state unemployment rate? APRN's Alexander Gutierrez has the story.
Just last year, the state spent $2 billion on capital projects. There was money for ski clubs, shooting ranges, climbing walls, and theaters, on top of all of the bread and butter stuff, like bridges and harbors. The capital budget that Governor Sean Parnell proposed last week is not quite so ample. It would bring state spending down to about $500 million. With the state expecting a big drop in revenue, there's simply less money to go around. Even Parnell's critics, like Senator Bill Willikowski, understand where the governor was coming from on this.
You have a deficit of billions of dollars, and so where are you going to cut? And that's probably the easiest place to start cutting.
Just because Willikowski gets the reason for the cut doesn't mean he's comfortable with its potential impact. Earlier this year, he asked the legislature's research department to figure out what effect capital spending has on Alaska's economy. As an Anchorage Democrat, Willikowski has been supportive of higher taxes on oil, and he wanted to find out just how many jobs were created by capital spending under the previous revenue system. The report's conclusion?
You can look at these numbers and see we created 15 to 25,000 jobs per year, every year.
Using numbers from the state's Institute of Social and Economic Research, every $1 million spent on infrastructure supports 8 to 12 jobs. That counts people who are directly employed by the project, and it counts people who are simply benefiting from the extra money circulating in the economy. Retailers, restaurant workers, really anyone who sells goods or services to the construction crew. Based on ICER's multiplier, next year's capital budget would support between 5,000 and 7,000 jobs if the state ends up spending the amount proposed by Parnell. Even if legislators appropriate additional money for their own projects like they're expected to, the employment impact will still be low compared to recent years. Willikowski says that finding work could be harder for all those extra people who benefited from bigger capital budgets in the past.
The job that you don't create is one that's harder to quantify. It's, you know, you don't have someone out there whose job you're cutting.
And here's where things get a little more complicated. You can say capital spending creates jobs, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee unemployment will go up just because the state's spending less on infrastructure projects. Neil Freed tracks employment trends for the Department of Labor. He says Alaska's job market has been steady for a while, and the construction industry has been fairly stable.
Employment has not fluctuated very much year to year for at least 4 or 5 years.
What changes is who pays for it.
Some years it's very little private, but a lot more federal. And some years there's a lot more oil-related construction. So it does change constantly.
Already, the state is expecting the federal government to pick up some of the slack on infrastructure projects. Parnell's proposed budget authorizes more than $1 billion in federal spending, which is an increase over last year. The governor also expects development on the North Slope to buoy the employment rate. Regardless of whether it's because of the new oil tax regime or it's because they're finally making good on projects that have long been in the works, companies like BP and ConocoPhillips are ramping up their spending. Freed says we're also seeing more activity in the retail sector, with stores like REI coming to Fairbanks and a certain donut shop opening in Anchorage.
Krispy Kreme certainly wouldn't have made, you know, that decision in 2008 or 9. A lot of these places would not have ever thought about opening up new stores or restaurants or, you know, other kinds of operations during the middle of the recession.
There's one more big source of money that could keep employment up. Freed says the capital budgets of past years could actually end up offsetting smaller capital budgets in the future.
These dollars, especially the public dollars, whether they're federal or state-related public dollars, they take a long time very often to be spent. So there's a lot of money that was allocated in, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago that will just start getting spent or will start being turned into brick and mortar now.
Even if this year's budget is a little lean, there's still lots of capital money left from previous budgets available for construction. During his budget rollout, Parnell said there was still $5 billion in old capital appropriations that hadn't hit the streets. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.